Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Sarah Mastrocola, and this is Retro Rewind. What's up, everyone? I know it's only 11 in the morning, but I hope you're having a really great Friday, nevertheless. It's really cold outside, but in here we are going to be playing some great music to keep you company as you're staying in and cozying up by the fire or doing homework here on campus. On Monday, we had a really nice day. Everyone was out on the quad and the weather was great. It was sunny, and today is just so different. It's kind of ironic that we're ending the week with bad weather and we were starting the week with such great weather, but March is upon us and soon we'll be getting more sunshine and warm weather so we can listen to music outside. But for now, I've got a bunch of great tunes from the 1960s to the 2010s for you to listen to as you are inside avoiding the wind and cold. So the first song, or the first two songs I have, are from 1969 and 1967 with You Never Give Me Your Money by the Beatles and Soul Kitchen by the Doors. If you weren't tuning in last week, then I'll just repeat the fact that I am changing up the style that I do my show in. I used to allocate one episode, or one decade per episode, but this season I've decided to play two or three songs from each decade, starting with the 60s, then 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, all in that order. So I'll play a few songs from each decade and cover all of them in this episode. And I like it a little more that way, so I'm going to continue doing that. I like having that variety of sounds from different decades, and I like being able to play different songs that I find that I like all in one day instead of having to wait for the 1980s episode to get here and so on. So I'll start off with the 1960s. This is You Never Give Me Your Money by the Beatles.
Investigation, I break down.
By the Doors and You Never Give Me Your Money by the Beatles. Next up with the 1970s, I've got two songs, and the first one is by Fleetwood Mac, and it's from 1975. It's the song Sugar Daddy, and second, I have the song Pictures of Home by Deep Purple. So, ending with a little more hard rock of the 1970s. But before that, here is Fleetwood Mac.
Thank you.
Wow, I really want to go to a rock concert after hearing that song. All right, yeah. Speaking of Deep Purple, that is actually my favorite color. Thought I'd mention that, which is kind of funny. But also, really, really good rock band that I'm just starting to get into. And I heard that song yesterday, and I heard the really neat drum riff at the beginning. And I thought, wow, yeah, I have to play this tomorrow. And then the instrumental, just instrumental bit at the end, when it fades out and then it fades back in with the drums, and then you've got the keyboard in there. I really liked that. And now I want to go to a concert so badly, just any rock concert. But yeah, that was the 70s for you. That was 1972. I realized after I played the song that I didn't mention the date. But yeah, that was 72. And next I have a song from 82, starting in with my group of songs from the 1980s. I've got Psychedelic Furs, Talking Heads, and Crowded House. And the first song is Love My Way, one of my favorite songs of all time. Probably, although it's hard to choose one song from the 80s that I love the most, this is definitely up there with my top few 80s jams. So Love My Way by the Psychedelic Furs. And then we've got Pull Up the Roots by Talking Heads from 1983, and finally Don't Dream It's Over by Crowded House in 1986. So here we go.
This is not enough. will come. There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me. Hey now, don't dream it's over. Hey now, when the world comes in, they come to build a wall between us. No, they won't win. Now I'm towing my car. There's a hole in the roof. My possession causing me suspicion, but there's no proof. The paper today tells of war and the ways, but you turn right over to the TV page.
Before we continue with our music from the 1990s, we've got just a few PSAs, and then we'll get right back into it. All right, here we go. If you are a hurricane survivor, you've been through some tough times. Rebuilding your life won't be easy. Now it's time to start your financial recovery. The first step is to contact your lender. Depending on your situation, lenders may agree to restructure the terms of your debt or defer payments of principal or interest. Whether you have a mortgage, a personal or business loan, or credit card debt, your lender may be able to help. Federal and state regulators of banks, credit unions, and thrifts continue to encourage lenders to work with customers affected by the devastating storms. If you need help contacting your lender, call 877-275-3342. You survived the storm. Now start your financial recovery by contacting your lender today. This message is brought to you by the Federal Bank, Thrift, and Credit Union Regulatory Agencies. All right, so now I've got two songs from the 1990s. This song from 1990 is Anna by Pixies. And then after that, I know I played Nirvana last week, but I really like this song, so I'm playing Nirvana again. This is, well, I'm not, it's going to come after Anna by the Pixies, but it's Come As You Are by Nirvana. Really great song from probably their most famous album, Nevermind. And I also really like Pixies. I hope you like this song too. It's from the album Bossa Nova. This is Anna.
Thank you.
We got for the 1990s. Coming up next is the 2000s, and I've got two songs here. First one is Fences by the band Phoenix, and it came, both of these songs actually came out in 2009. The first one, Fences by the band Phoenix, and I really like this band. If you're looking for new alternative rock, but like modern, well, it's not really alternative, it's not like hard alternative rock like Nirvana or anything, but like sort of indie rock, a little alternative mix of those sounds. They just came out with an album a couple of years ago called Ti Amo, and it's really good, so I recommend that. But the album that this song comes off of is also really great. It's called Wolfgang Amadeus. And after that, I'll be playing a song by the band St. Vincent called The Strangers. And as I said before, it also came out in 2009. But before that, here is Fences by Phoenix.
Why even protect them in the wrong?
That is The Strangers by St. Vincent, and before that it was Fences by Phoenix. And I have to admit that I made a mistake back there. St. Vincent is not a band, but a female singer-songwriter who goes under the stage name St. Vincent. Nevertheless, she makes really good music. Alright, so coming up next are my last songs, and they come from the 2010s. We've got the song Two Si, or I'm not sure if it's Two Si or Two C-I. It's literally the number two and then A, an uppercase letter C, lowercase I, and it's by Acid Dad. I heard this song in a store last week, and I just instantly really liked it. One of those songs where you just want to get up and dance to, or when you're wearing headphones and you put up the music really loud, you can feel, like it makes you feel excited or passionate, like one of those types of songs that I just really enjoy listening to. So that came out in 2018, and after that I have Troublemaker by Beach House, which came out in 2012. And if you haven't listened to Beach House, I really recommend listening to their album Bloom, which is the album that this song comes off of. It's one of those albums where nearly every song is a good one. And yeah, then that'll be it. So this is 2CI by Acid Dad, and then we have Troublemaker by Beach House.
Thank you.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Sarah Mastrocola, and this has been Retro Rewind. Have a great weekend, everybody, and I'll catch you on the rewind. Thanks for listening.